Among the runners familiar with both the victory wreath and what Mr. Fotopoulos terms the others is Bill Rogers. At first, at least, that success apparently came as something of a shock to the former champion. In the prologue to his new book, titled Marathon Man, My 26.2-Mile Journey from Unknown Grad Student to the Top of the Running World, Rogers writes, "I never imagined I'd end up the most popular marathoner in the world." Bill Rogers joins me in the studio. Welcome to Only a Game.
Bill, it is great to be on your show. I love listening to your show. I've heard it many, many times.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Between 1975 and 1980, you won the Boston Marathon four times and the New York Marathon four times. The book seems to strongly suggest that the first win, Boston in 75, remains the most significant to you. Have I got that right?
Yes. I ran my PR, my personal record, by 10 minutes. Set the American record. It was the fourth fastest marathon in the world to that date. And I started getting invited to other races, Bill. Well,
tell me a little bit about the opportunities that suddenly became apparent to you after 75 when you were a Boston Marathon winner.
I have a great story for you, Bill. I was the fastest marathoner in the world that year. I got an invitation to a marathon in Holland, Enschede, Holland, celebrating their 750th birthday or something. They said, "We'll bring you and your wife over, you know, because you can't pay runners. It's, you know, you're amateur." Frank Shorter said, "Well, ask for $1,000. That's what I get to run marathons."
This is with, like, appearance fee.
Appearance fee. But it's really against the rules, so to speak. But the runners were starting to press for change. Steve Prefontaine did that. Others in the past years had spoken out about it. So I went to Holland. I ended up dropping out of the race. They paid me in Dutch money. It wasn't worth as much as American dollars. The next time I ran a marathon in Holland was in 1977. I won that race in Amsterdam. They paid me, and they said to me before the race, "You have to finish to be paid."
Because they'd seen you run.
Yeah, and they kind of felt cheated, I guess, but I did my best. It was just a hot day.
Yeah,
but right. Our sport was going through this huge change, Bill. In 1981, the Association of Road Racing Athletes, a lot of Boston athletes, put on this road race in Portland, Oregon, won by Greg Meyer, last American to win Boston. And we forced the sport to change. It was the first professional road race in about 80 years. And suddenly, the New York City Marathon and other races started to say, "Yeah, we got to do it." Boston Marathon was one of the last to change because it's the oldest in the world, and it was hard to change.
You mention in Marathon Man that the fact that you have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder helped you become a great distance runner. How so?
I wasn't good at anything else. I have terrible patience. I get flustered so easily because of this, you know? And so if you finally can find something you're good at and you have ADHD, you'll really push it. And I think that's what happened with me in marathoning.
As you point out in the book, 38 years ago, winning the Boston Marathon did not make you rich. What exactly did you get from that first triumph?
It's something you can't put into words, but it lifted me up tremendously. It was like confirmation that, yes, you can do it. You just proved it. You did it.
Then you got a bowl of beef stew, right?
Yes, we got our Dinty Moore beef stew. That wasn't driving me, Bill. But to have a chance to win and to be in contention, like Marlon Brando said, I could have been a contender. Suddenly,
yeah.
I was contending, Bill. And that was an absolute incredible thrill.
Since you won your fourth Boston Marathon back in 1980, 23 times the men's race has been won by somebody from Kenya or Ethiopia. Is this because the so-called running boom for which you were in part responsible just ended after 1980?
No, I don't think so, Bill. The Kenyans and Ethiopians, this is their sport. This is what they love. And they're made to run. You know, this is their passion, their drive. Everything is into this. And then there's the economic factor. Of course, per capita income in those countries is so much lower than our per capita income. So there's another driving factor. Nevertheless, Americans are very strong. We have some contenders coming in this year's Patriots Day Marathon. Who could win? I think Shalane Flanagan and Kara Goucher are going to acquit themselves well, just like they did in the London Olympic Marathon and on many other occasions. Jason Hartman for the U.S. is back. He was fourth here. So the Americans are always in the hunt. They're always on the edge and succeeding. So Americans can do it, but it's very hard. You know, the Kenyans, Ethiopians, born at altitude, perfect weather, San Diego-like weather in the Rift Valley. And everything's on their side in a way. I know the defending champions are back, Wesley Correa. Actually, I was leaving from the Copley Hotel last year, the day after the race, and this young Kenyan runner comes up next to me and says, "Hey, Bill, let's run a little." And I didn't quite recognize him, and it was Wesley. He had shaved his mustache and everything. He looked a little different. I said, "How'd you do?" He said, "Oh, I won." So, okay, you're pretty darn good, Wesley. But we know it will be an exciting race. What's interesting about the marathon, there's always unknowns breaking through.
Tell me a little bit about what you are up to now. You're out of the running center / running shoe business.
Yes, but I go to races around the country. I was at a running store in Columbus, Ohio a few weeks ago. They have 1,000 runners in their marathoners in training program. I don't really want to race the marathon again. I'll probably do Boston again, maybe in a year or two in my 40th anniversary of winning 75. Certainly when I turn 70, Bill. You never fully retire in this sport.
Bill Rogers, with the help of Matthew Shepetin, wrote Marathon Man, subtitled My 26.2-Mile Journey from Unknown Grad Student to the Top of the Running World. It's published by Thomas Dunn Books. Bill, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you a lot, Bill. It's an honor. You are